Well, presently I serve as the Superfund coordinator. Back in 91 when I joined Butte Silver Bow as the planning director, I just took on the Superfund coordination responsibilities in the column of other duties as assigned, and held both roles for the better part of my career at Butte Silver Bow. And then in 2017, I stepped back from the planning director job, and my successor, Lori Casey, took over. And then I just sort of exclusively worked on the Superfund stuff, trying to get the consent decree and the final decision making over the finish line. So I went to half-time employee to do just that job. And so I've been doing that now for 2.5 years. And of course, by the January of 2018, we had reached an agreement in principle on what a consent decree should contain. And then 2 years, just a mere 2 years later, we had our draft consent decree on the street in February of 2020. And now it has been approved by all parties and has been submitted and what they call lodged with the federal court. So my job as a Superfund coordinator, particularly over the years, has been to mesh Butte Silver Bow as a local government, our role in the Superfund process in Butte, one of many what they call operable units or project areas is called the Priority Soils Operable Unit, basically the Butte Hill and the stormwater and groundwater and soils issue on the hill. And, you know, whether we liked it or not, in 1991, the federal government made Butte a potentially responsible party for that cleanup. So we have had a more integral role in that particular cleanup project as a PRP, they call it. And so as Superfund coordinator, my job was to mesh the federal government's implementation of the law with the state government's consultation and implementation of the law with however it affects Butte Silver Bow local government and by extension all of our citizens here in Butte. So, you know, Superfund coordinator is the name of the job right now, but that's generally what I've been doing with respect to Superfund.